Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, Venus enters Pisces. But in case you missed it, last week we had Mercury entering Aries, which is a very important transit during the upcoming months, as well as we had the new moon in Pisces. So if you want to know more about those, then definitely check out last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about Aries season and how it will affect you.
And with that being said, let's dive into the episode. So Venus enters Pisces on Monday, March 11th at 5:51 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. What you need to know. Pisces is a water sign that is known for being in tune with its emotions and for being very empathetic. So when Venus, the planet of relationships, finances, and creativity, moves into the sign of Pisces, our relationships tend to take on a more empathetic and compassionate tone as we feel the need to get closer to others and understand them a bit more. You might notice that you're approaching your relationships with a little bit more of a softer and understanding energy.
How this affects you is you're going to be feeling more creative and drawn towards the arts during this time. Because Pisces is associated with creativity and the imagination, this is a good time to explore your creative side, listen to new music, change up your style, or appreciate the arts in other ways.
So why this matters? Well, Venus in Pisces does encourage us to be more accepting and understanding of others and does encourage us to foster deeper connections in our relationships. It's also a time for you to practice maintaining healthy boundaries. Since Pisces' modern ruler is Neptune, which is a very foggy energy that can bring a lot of confusion or idealization, when it comes to Venus in Pisces, it's definitely important to stay grounded and discerning when it comes to your relationships, your finances, and even your artistic endeavors to avoid being disillusioned. Overall, though, it is still a really good time for empathy and understanding regardless.
Something you might not know is that Venus is exalted when it's in the sign of Pisces. This means that Venus is able to express itself fully and it really enjoys being in that sign. When Venus is in Pisces, it encourages us to embrace Venus's energy. It also can connect us more to our spiritual side and our inner healer.
If you're wondering how long this lasts, Venus will enter Aries on April 5th at midnight Eastern Standard Time. So that could be April 4th if you're on a different coast.
And per usual, certain signs will be more affected than others. The signs most affected by Venus in Pisces are Pisces, Virgo, Gemini, and Sagittarius placements. By placements, we mean Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, or Mars placements only.
And if you're wondering which signs are more likely to find love while Venus is in Pisces, those signs are going to be Scorpio rising because Venus will be in their fifth house of romance, and Virgo rising because Venus will be in their seventh house of relationships, and that is rising sign only. There are some key dates you're going to want to pay attention to while Venus is in Pisces. The first one is March 21st. Venus will be conjunct Saturn. This aspect can definitely bring a more serious tone when it comes to our relationships and also our finances. So there could be some conversations around our long-term plans, commitment, and even like practical aspects of relationships, such as any shared responsibilities. While technically Saturn can bring a bit of a restrictive energy, it does also offer a really good opportunity to build a solid foundation for the future and to get grounded in the practical side of things when it comes to relationships and finance.
And then on March 24th, Venus will be sextile Jupiter. This is a positive aspect that is going to bring joy and gratitude to our relationships. On this day, it is a good time to socialize and to do the things that you enjoy. It's also a good time to embrace any new opportunities or adventures that might come up around this time.
And then on March 28th, Venus will sextile Uranus, which can definitely add an element of surprise when it comes to our relationships. At the same time, Uranus is a very independent energy, so you might feel more called to find new creative ways of expressing yourself in relationships, also embracing the Venus creativity element there. Venus sextile Uranus can encourage you to try new things in your relationships, in your creativity, or even in your finances, and maybe to embrace change and be open to any new experiences or possibilities.
And lastly, on April 3rd, Venus will be conjunct Neptune. This is going to bring a sense of enchantment and emotional depth to all of your relationships. This is a good time to bond with others and to embrace being vulnerable. However, because Neptune can bring about foggy, confusing energy, it can blur some boundaries. So it's really important that you stay grounded, as we were saying before, and realistic in your expectations of yourself and others.
And that is it for this week's episode. Just a reminder, next week we'll be talking all about Aries season, which is a very intense and eventful season. So you're going to want to tune in for that one. But until then, if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, make sure you're following us on Instagram at BLME the Stars or on YouTube at BLME the Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye.